Showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast brought to you by Gorilla Munch Cereal. Yep, Gorilla Munch Cereal, reminding you that a box on the table keeps your Jimmy stable. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Skylar. What's up, guys?
God damn it.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
He died.
Should I start doing
iPod.
Joe Paterno jokes? He died this afternoon. Yeah, this is kind of dragging on. We should have cut it short.
All right.
Shorter than Joe Paterno's post-retirement plans.
Oh. Wham! There
damn!
It is!
He nailed it!
I thought that man was the father of video games.
Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer. Ralph Baer.
Yo, he said.
Yeah, the rest of the podcast. Ralph Baer.
Ralph Baer.
They then shed their clothing and began to pray before climbing into a van. Apparently screaming, I'm a bear.
Ralph Baer.
And the company itself has lost about $2.9 billion.
Bearin.
Bear.
No.
Ralph Baer.
Ralph Bearin.
I like how Andy's like, no, let's not do it. I'm over here getting ready. After filling a courtesy cup with soda last Thursday at a McDonald's, Mark a bear. No.
Mark a bear. Mark a bear.
Damn it. Ahead of Vladimir Putin's inauguration as president. You could say they're putting them in a bad situation. Yeah, I was kind of putting you guys on the spot.
Second dollar. That thing was like $900. I know, right?
I've been putting so much work into that.
Shut the fuck up, but that was good.
Deputies arrived around the scene at 8:45 and found Raul Rivero Diaz suffering from a stab wound to the abdomen. Diaz told deputies he was stabbed by a man named Juan. He said Juan had approached him and asked for his can of beer, but he said, I only have Juan.
No, he fucking didn't. And shut the fuck up.
So guys, how have your past years been?
Oh, snap. You dropped that on me. Skyrim.
Good. Andy, one word, past year.
Anal.
Good. Pandas. There, we're done.
Andy, come in, Andy.
Red Bob.
I'm coming down on the castle. Come on in.
We'll be talking in, like, World War II lingo for pilots while we're playing this medieval game.
Fox is in the hen house. Roger that.
Okay, so I was going to use a segue, but we kept talking, so I have no segue anymore. Doritos are often eaten by stoners. Stoners are in this story. this is from, by the way, this is from New Times Miami Blogs, which has a category called What the Fuck Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that until today, but I'm going to be looking at that probably every week.
Florida has the best crimes.
What the Florida?
What the
And we have a name for a segment.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we should make this a segment. What the Florida?
Good fucking job, Skylar. You find a great new band that's sharing their music on BitTorrent for free. So you go to message one of your friends on Windows Live Messenger, where you message like all your friends. And I'm over here going, no one. No one uses Windows Live Messenger.
God. It's like using AOL Mail. So, I mean, maybe that would
work. We have to shorten that, though. Wearable Trapper Keeper. The Whapper Keeper.
This is the Whapper.
We're like 3 seconds in and we've already
Whap
derailed.
On, whap off. The Whapper. What are you? I'm a Walmart employee. That's stupid. It won't be. A Florida cop dressed up as an electric company worker to snoop for pot without a warrant. This is why I'd make a terrible cop, because I would do that. Not because I hate pot or anything, but because I would have the, like, delusions of grandeur where I'm like, I'm undercover. I'm going to go fucking undercover. right. I'm bugging the system, all right? Screw the system.
I feel like if this comes into play, it's going to be a lot like the UN's power. Yeah. Yay, don't do that. Okay, yeah. But really don't do that.
Yeah, the UN. We're going to bring our security council in to take a look. I don't like this.
We're going to write a letter.
We're going to stop giving you aid. But our people are really hungry. Okay, here's aid. Toussaint Putty will likely face trial after taking Rick Case's pen.
Toussaint Putty! Yes!
All right, guys, we're going to move from Kazakhstan to Florida. We'll wait till the Wii U comes out.
Yeah.
Oh. Time Splitters 4 on the Wii U. It's like, I'm going to, I want to, Oh, you.
Tastes a little
you're
bitter.
You're going to make me buy a Wii U, damn it. And it's the three-hit combo server of hentai.
Tentacles everywhere.
No, okay, you guys are rooming together, right? In the New Hampshire town of Keene, New Hampshire, right? It's a town of about 23,000 people. Okay, 23,000, not a lot of people, 23,000. All right, and you get a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for $285,000. What would be the best thing as mayor of that town to buy for the town?
A tank.
Oh, my God. Police bought a tank in a New Hampshire town.
No way!
Good job.
I didn't even go to say my answer.
What was yours?
A subway system for that small a town, yeah.
Well, regardless, that works. Bring it to Norway.
We'll park just horrible soggy sandwiches.
Yeah, there's a bunch,
just throw them
there's
out.
There's a bunch of people are going to her base. And we're like, hey, check out our subs. There's a bunch of soggy sandwiches just in the submarine area. Yeah, we're calling you out, Stephen Colbert.
Come if on, you're listening.
Come on this show. This episode, our best joke was this.
See if you can top it.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Which would be weird if I recorded three podcasts every day. I have a side project. I call it the Stamp Hour. I talk about stamps.
This one, try to get on the side.
Next week, we'll be doing state birds. Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
I don't want to do it.
Take his pants off there, Andy. Make him squeal.
Squee!
So we're going to start off with anal because, everyone's waited an entire week for this. Rumor. Did you say spit on it?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something. I was going to be like, lube it up. It's going in. Or spit on it's better.
Bite the pillow. Damn, do you want a mic?
Spit on it, bite the pillow. This is anal on 3-8 combo.
Sperm's the easiest to swallow.
We should be on the train to start the SOPA's like comeback or SOPA's revenge.
Stop the SOPA comeback?
Yeah.
SOPA 2, SOPA Cabana.
Yeah.
SOPA
shut
2,
the fuck
Electric
up.
Boogaloo.
Both of you, shut the fuck up.
How SOPA got its groove back.
We can make a Kony video, but for SOPA's revenge. And be
okay,
like,
if we're going to make a Kony video, who's the one that's going to go out naked in the street and start masturbating?
Dibs! Damn. Called it! I called it! Hey, cutie, can I get you something to drink?
Snort some X-Lax.
Die.
We'll be all ready
snort
to go.
It. That's the best way to do it. Turn off the light. I can't smell the music. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah. I trust you, and I hope you trust me. I don't want to ruin that trust. That is my penis.
Do you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
Oh man, I bet he's having so much fun.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Skylar Joyce.
Hello, Matt Runge and Andy Myers.
Hey.
Is Kanoa filling in for me?
Hell yeah.
All right.
So, how's your Easter egg hunt going?
Oh, it's going spectacular. I got a few complaints from some parents, though. I pulled a few kids over. I mean, I'm a cutthroat hunter.
Yeah. Do you know how many eggs were put out?
I would say about a dozen.
Okay.
And I have a dozen of them.
Yeah, I heard they're bringing in that Russian kid, Ivan Drago's son, to come up against you. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he thought he'd bust his chops on me, but turns out he ended up biting off a little bit more than he could chew.
Well, he is like six.
I'm not dirty. What?
He is like six.
Did he call you a butthead?
Yeah. Do what?
Did he call you a butthead? That's about the max insult six-year-olds can do.
Yeah. He did call me a butthead. There was some name calling, and I don't know. I decided to be the bigger man in the situation, and you know, put my hand on his forehead while he tried swinging at me. So,
was there any dirty
being
fighting?
Being a bigger man,
Was there any dirty fighting?
Almost between me and this dad, but I ended up getting out of there pretty quick.
He decided to be the bigger man and put his hand on his forehead.
Yeah.
Were there any injuries?
His family's dwarves, so what?
Were there any injuries?
Not to me, no. I'm fine.
Were there any hot moms?
To be honest, was more focused on the game. I'm in it to win it. I can't afford to have those distractions.
Were there any hot dads?
Yes, a few.
Yeah.
Well,
but I figured out one of my main strategies was after I found a few of my eggs, I would follow some other kids around and push them out of the way, and then there were some baskets laying on the ground after I pushed them that I guess had more eggs in them. I think it was theirs, but they're mine now.
Was there candy or money in the eggs?
Neither. They were just eggs.
Oh.
These are actual eggs.
So what'd you do with the eggs after you got them now?
I threw them at the kids who lost.
Attaboy.
That's the way to leave your mark on that. Are you going to come back next year for it?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Returning champ?
Yeah. I have to defend my title. I got this little Easter bunny ears headband. Then I think I'm going to bronze.
You know,
so I gotta.
You know, they're going to be a year older and a year wiser next year.
Yeah, and they better be a year stronger. You know, they're going to get kicked in the throat just like this year.
Well, that's pretty impressive, Skyler.
I mean, metaphorically, maybe physically, but you know, metaphorically kicked in the throat.
Well, Skyler, we're going to let you go, and you can get back to your Easter festivities.
Alrighty.
And well, congratulations on winning the Easter egg hunt.
All right, thank you.
And we'll see you back in the studio next week.
See you, Skyler.
Bye.
Yes, you certainly will. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, Sky Juice.
All right, Skyler, this story's just for you, and this will close out gaming news. EA recently announced SimCity 5. Pretty interesting. Right. Yeah. But they also recently filed a patent for a title named Sim Ocean.
Oh. I don't know how you could...
Get it? Because you're going to be in the Navy.
I do get it. I don't understand the premise for that game.
I don't either, but that's all we have right now. That's the only information we have.
I'm going to put a coral reef here. Oh, and another coral reef here. This one's going to have a coral reef. Oh, more coral reefs.
How about a sandbar? No, coral reef.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of natural disasters could you have? Like hurricane,
tsunami,
tidal wave,
sinkhole.
Pearl,
or I guess
Pearl tsunami. Harbor.
Yeah,
too soon.
Yeah.
My next guess was gonna be semen after you said Japan.
That actually sounds delightful.
Yeah, actually,
not
I'd
the
give
semen,
it a try.
The hot dog.
Hold on, that's gotta be a clip. It's like he's here.
I was trying to lean it, and it doesn't lean. I have to like prop it straight up. Yep. Lower the mic down for him. Yeah.
Andy, I'm glad you could make it. We're almost done with the podcast. We only have a couple more stories left, but how was your week?
I want to poop on your chest.
Andy, that's kind of forward. I don't know if I can... Stop it. All right, Andy's scaring me. Take it away. Take it away.
Well, I'll turn him around.
It's scaring me. Egyptian activist Mahmoud Salem said this is very bad news. This man operates under the name fucking Sand Monkey. I'm not making this up. Not making this up.
Oh, man.
Code name Sand Monkey.
He says, is it safe to say that Twitter is selling us out?
You go to the exit polls in New Hampshire. You see what they're voting for them for. They're voting for them because they care about the economy. because they care about winning the election, and they're voting for him because of his huge penis.
Caller,
these are great.
This is so funny. Okay, so I want to start the year off on the right foot. So I have a joke.
Okay. I hope it's funny.
What do you say to a kid that refuses to take a nap?
Don't go to sleep.
What?
Hey, kiddo, you're resisting arrest.
Oh, my God.
That's our year, buddy. That's the tone. Woo!
Oh, yeah. We're going to put him in the punitentiary.
Oh, my God. You get the fuck out of here. Because they haven't given us a release date.
So, their CEO's up in his thing, like, whiffing, like, wiffle ball, like, Velcro wiffle balls on a wall of calendars, like,
yeah. Oh, man. August 2016. All right.
Who put that up? All right, we'll go with it.
Valve, you always messing with us. I'm looking at the sides here, and one of the stories, we're going to have to pull an audible. Rape Tag is the disgusting new schoolyard game.
What?
I'm going to add that to the list. Well, let me make sure there's not a video playing. You know, I don't want to be cut with my pants down. Is that the
You don't want to be cut with the Whitney Houston down?
I think I just accidentally liked it on Facebook. I just accidentally clicked a button. So if you guys see that I like Rape Tag on Facebook, that was an accident.
Don't judge me.
don't look at me.
All right,
don't
next look at up me. Is Dustin.
He starts slowing down, and I'm like, yeah, wait for these kids. I see one of them's wearing a black hat that's the Angry Birds black bird, and I just say, Rammer! as loud as I can, and he freaked out, and he started pulling forward, and they freaked out, and they backed up back onto the sidewalk, and then he's like, all right, I guess I'm going, and I just fucking mean mugged him as we drove by. I'm just like, fuck you. Like, I mouthed it at him, and yeah.
And they went home and killed themselves shortly after.
Pretty much.
Read it. You know you want to read it.
Oh, God.
Ah, sucker.
You son of a bitch.
It's in my eyes. Oh, it's everywhere. It's in my raccoon wounds.
Just three of us in your basement. Like,
we'll just call ourselves freelance journalists.
Associated Press. Why not?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, like, you know, very good, but we still cover the news.
We're not hard-hitting, hard-boiled reporters or anything like that. I have a funny story about when Tam and I were driving up.
God.
Hold on. Before you even say the story, I think the funny thing is you were going to tell me, and then you were like, should I save this for the podcast? I'm like, yeah, save it for the podcast. And you look over at Tam like, you know. And Tam's like, honestly, I don't know which poop story you're about to talk about.
There's multiple poop stories.
He didn't know which one. That was a good shot.
I was talking to my girlfriend.
Girls.
Jeez. We're over here trying to get master pool shots, and he's over there talking to girls.
Oh, Pluto! No, Pluto! I just dropped the peanut butter there.
Lecco.
That's like that's like a knockoff Play-Doh. Lecco, don't put it in your mouth. There's glass in it.
Pterodactyl. It's there. Audience, please email us petrodactyl jokes. If you have any. We would love to hear them. We'll read them off next week's show.
Oh, my God. Where's my penis? I think the worst thing I've ever done, or someone I know did, because the culprit was never found, was someone peed into a tuba of some guy that I didn't like in marching band. Like, everyone was out, you know, getting food, you know, for a 30-minute break. And someone peed in that tuba, and like the kid's like, "Wow, there's a lot of water," and then he poured it out, and then people kind of avoided that area because it smelled like pee.
Okay, wait a minute. So you said it wasn't you, but it was someone else that peed in the tuba of a kid you don't like.
Yeah,
Andy, what does Skylar's shirt say right now?
Property of music department.
Yeah, it was someone, not you, huh?
Yep.
It wasn't you?
Man, we're Sherlock Holmes' this bitch right now.
It's, I mean, the culprit was never found, but if they do find him, I would like to thank him. Matt, why is it like your go-to thing is eating children and pains in the dick? Is there something going on at home?
Why is your go-to thing being not funny?
Oh,
tell what your mom said.
Right, as your mom comes down, like, I got a platter of baby hearts.
Mom, get upstairs. We'll talk about this later.
Not now.
Well, I'll put your spiked dick cast away then.
How the flaming dead squirrels.
What the fuck?
You see, nature's cutest nut hoarders.
That's the third one.
I didn't even realize I was coming up with the story. I read this in my head earlier, but I never said it out loud. That's hilarious. Bessie, no, there's no nude people on my computer right now.
Damn.
There is a.
There will be later.
Oh, I take that back. That's one of them getting arrested.
Hot.
And then what was their online service? Wasn't it like, oh god, I just saw it. Is Nintendo World.
Nintendo World.
That's their like PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
See, if
I thought it was going to be called the Latrine because that's where all the Wii goes.
Oh my god. That is like $2 in the jar.
Hey guys. Look at my name.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's 420 Nick.
XX 420 Nick Sniper XX.
Headshot, boom. Ah, shit, I messed that part up. Except the boom is zeros.
It's Leet.
Anywho. I'm Leet Hexors. Eat it, noobs.
I'm excited for it. It's going to be neat.
Yes.
News team, assemble!
I do something in these occasions. And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and
Camilla.
There you go.
Forgot about that. But what alcohol was he stabbed over?
Bud Ice.
Close.
Oh, damn.
Natty.
Natty Ice.
Oh, damn it. Gross.
Amazon, Apple, AT&T, Comcast, Facebook, Foursquare, Looped, Microsoft, MySpace, Skype, Verizon, and Yahoo.
Oh, man. I'm going to shut down my MySpace. Shit. What does MSN Messenger do any of those?
I think ICQ
is my Zynga and LiveJournal going to be okay?
Better close down my Neopets account.
Oh, damn. God damn it.
Nah, I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles are glorious.
Andy,
PC master race.
Andy, say you, where are you?
You know what she did for fun? She was your age.
Andy, she pushed it to us.
The stick.
This is game.
Oh, there he is again.
With a stick.
Andy.
I think he's gone.
What happened?
I think he's a bird now.
Oh my god.
He's free.
According to Escalante, the closest the CIA ever came to killing Castro was a deadly dessert drink in 1963. The attempt went awry when the pill stuck to the freezer where the waiter assassin at the Havana Hilton was supposed to retrieve it. So the pill stuck to the freezer where the milkshake was.
Huh.
When he tried to unstick it, the capsule ripped open. Oh, man. Could you put yourself in that situation? Like, Oh, fuck. Oh, I got to wash my hands.
And then just seeps into your skin.
Just storming out. They're like, what about the milkshake? Plans off. Run away.
No, you have to eventually go back to that table where he's where Fidel Castro's waiting.
I quit.
I'm sorry, sir. It's going to be a little bit of that milkshake.
Dick.
The word for dick in German is probably something like really intimidating and scary. And at least 12 syllables.
Yeah, and I mean, like, rough translation would be, like, meat sword. Yeah. Like, that's really what it means, but you just imply dick. Or right, one pun and one knock-knock joke.
Starting now, you get 5 free puns and 1 knock-knock joke.
5 free puns and 1 knock-knock joke.
No. Either 6 puns or 1 knock-knock joke and 1 pun. All
right, I'll take the 1 knock-knock joke and 1 pun.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Skyler, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, glad I didn't say... Shit! Fucked it up. All right, Justice Judith Potter.
Justice.
Justice Judith Potter. Hey, Jackie Chan.
Oh, hey.
It looks like the Ubisoft games like Driver San Francisco and From Dust have fewer satisfied customers than an Italian cruise ship. Yep.
I mean, maybe I can take it down from the inside as an ocean master.
Oh, my God. I never realized this. He has a greater purpose.
Mother of God.
All right.
Drive a submarine into the White House.
Just ramp it.
How did you? They're just sitting there going, how the fuck did you? That's why. What just happened? That's why they never pass any more like cybersecurity bills after that, because every congressional session is just a big debate about how you did that.
No, he must have helicarried it in. Oh, what about a ramp? There was rockets on the sides of it.
They're like, all right, let's talk about Bill H.R. 19. Wait a minute. I got a new idea. What if there was a series of canals under Washington?
What if he went through the sewer system? They're so popular. Yeah.
Nintendo's up there like, oh, no.
Yeah, I did it. I'm racist.
We can't change the name of the Wii U. That's impossible.
Impossible.
God damn it.
But it uses Internet Explorer.
Fuck that. No. Not
happening. Dude, first of all, how the fuck am I going to explain that to someone? Like, you know what? I just felt like I needed a hydrocolonoscopy. So you know what the fuck I did? Got myself a 60-pack of water balloons just for the spigot. But that thing shoved it right in my ass.
We had a water balloon fight. If you want, I can tell.
Really? You got a funny story? Yeah. No, do tell.
I ate at Who Hot. Okay. And
that's funny the worst thing story to begin off with.
Funny thing about Who Hot Mongolian Grill, I get vicious, aggressive diarrhea every time. But only for one poop. So after Who Hot, I went to Walmart with Erica. And we went over to greeting cards because I had to go pick out a birthday card for one of my friends. And I'm like, all right, this might be my last fart before I have to go home and, you know, go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I'm like, I better live it up now. So then I started, and then I'm like, oh, no. There has been a mistake in my calculations. So I totally play this off. Erica's standing right next to me. She doesn't even know. So I'm like, I think I'm going to get this card. Hold on. I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, I'll go with you. Damn it. God damn it. So, like, I'm walking as, you know, with boxer briefs full of shit as casually as I can to the front bathroom. And then I'm in there, and it's Mission Impossible style. I'm just like, what the fuck am I gonna do? I don't know what I'm doing now. Because I was just in the bathroom, and it had already been too long for the thinking process. So I had just ditched my underwear, and then I had to wait for it seemed like everyone had to go to the bathroom at that time. So I had to wait for everyone to leave, and then, like, carry my poop bag of underwear to the trash can and dispose of it, and then leave. And just, I just went commando for the rest of the day. But so, yeah, shitting my pants at Walmart. Final answer, Alex.
That means Half-Life's
on there. Is about. Matt speaks at you. You respond in a timely manner after the second. And
whoa, they just let you into any high school these days?
Yeah, well, just the one.
Especially you.
Wait, I got the back seriously? End.
Huh?
You just walked in?
Yeah, with a group of other kids that belong there.
This one's got a full beard.
I'm not really allowed in.
Heart attack. You just gotta do it.
This is part of the haggling where they're like, well, what about $650? $0. $645. $0. But also, I'm not sure if you guys have been to the Lincoln Children's Museum. There's a giant chair there, and I was standing right next to the giant chair, and kids would run past me to go sit in the giant chair. And I'm like, really? The Green Lantern is not cooler than... Oh, man, abnormally large seating arrangements. Let's rock and roll, guys! Like, little kids would just be like, I want to go sit in the chair, take a picture of me in the chair! And I'm like... I'm right here.
Kids nowadays, dude, have an attention span of like 3 seconds.
You should
have
sat in the chair so when kids come to see the chair, you'd be like, here to see the Green Lantern, huh? Hey, Andy, what are you going to do after the podcast?
I'm going to train these guys. We're going to McDonald's. Woo!
Oh, you're going to go to McDonald's. What are you getting there?
Hot plate of dick.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sweet.
Do you guys hear a big douche who's not sharing the soundboard?
Yes. Yes, I do, Skyler.
All right. Another story from Anal, the premier news and organization of the podcast. Hint, hint.
I'm sorry. Just because you don't go on Google Plus to view the scads of stories I put on there.
In a roundabout way, they're still like, well, I mean, if it passes.
Just kind of still have their foot in the door.
Yeah, yeah, like, they're outside the room, but the foot's in the door, and they're looking in, like, what the fuck is going on there?
Are we in?
They're just making sure this doesn't happen. We're playing a foot battle underneath the table right now.
Ha ha, foot battle!
Fact of the day, if you drink enough Mountain Dew, you're not flammable, because it's got flame retardant in it.
What? You can't use that word anymore. Flame mentally challenged.
That's the PC version.
Yeah, don't say flame retardant.
Bullshit! Yeah. If there's a fingertip in my salad, everyone and their dog better be there trying to figure out what's wrong.
Well, and see, here's the weird thing is, how did that get out? If I cut my fingertip off when I'm I'm probably in the back going, oh no!
I'd at least make an effort to find my finger.
Because we just had Dorito tacos.
Yes, we did. They were delicious.
That's course. What's been up for me. Is Dorito tacos and fecal urgency. Those two things have been my week. What guy wasn't looking at his dick? Make sure the boner was not very visible.
I always had that fear that, like, whenever I was making presentations, I'm like, please, penis, don't do it.
The fear boner.
It's going to wake up and be like, it's going to wake up and be like, what up, class?
What, you think you're better than me? Huh? Because you're on Facebook?
All right. Fable 1 was good. Fable 2, all right, you duped us. Fable 3, no. Not doing that again.
Not, fooled me twice. Shame on me. Everything would have exited my body. I would have climaxed, peed my pants, shit, and started vomiting on how awesome that was. Jesus, if I was Robert Biggs.
I don't know. For some reason, we were talking about the dog, and then my brain instantly was like, English teacher.
Yeah, she looked like a dog.
All I heard was woof.
Yeah, it looks like you got a lot of ohms through your AC/DC and transformer converter.
Optimus Prime thing going on. Yeah, blah, whatever.
Yeah, your Decepticon levels are way higher. There's Energon all over this bitch. Dick, 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 dick. Yeah, it's not coming out.
He's really trying to convince him the backstory. He's like, hey, you remember that show Static Shock? That's what really got me into electricity.
What?
Tel Aviv University decided that it was its duty. I said duty.
Like a turn to twist.
God damn it. Skylar's really into this. It's making me laugh, too.
Skylar's really into this shit.
Yeah. And they have that one where if your skin is just a little bit brown, you better be holding some documentation that you're a legal citizen. They just give the cops the right to profile anybody.
In the state with a lot of sun, if you're brown, you're going down. Yeah.
If you're brown, you're going down. That's like a new click it or ticket campaign. Yeah. Cops are out on patrol. If you're brown, you're going down. If you were a man, I would have punched you.
Camilla, like, sprinted at me, and she's like, catch me, catch me! And Matt's like, don't catch her, don't catch her, it's a trap! And I'm like, what? I think he's joking, so I catch her, and then, you know, she hugs me, and Matt's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because when she did that to me at your party, she slapped me. Me and my friend Tyler one time were trolling an Australian dog groomer. We were the only people in the chat. We just kept making comments like, that dog looks like shit.
Kind of close to A on a keyboard.
Dicks.
I got a master's, so eat my dick.
There's a lot of dick in this episode.
Hot plate of dick. Damn it! Are you like, shit!
You don't think they're dicking around?
The RIAA, speaking of dicks, Andy won a dice roll. See, we had a 20-sided dice, and Andy won with a 7. Go figure.
Yeah.
But I did beat Matt. I beat his 2 with my 3.
Yeah. It was the most pathetic dice roll ever.
I wasn't laughing at all. Like, I was like, oh my god, get a picture of this.
All right, so we had a little recording incident. If Skylar's demon voice just scared the shit out of you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we just re-listened to that. Jesus.
Yeah. Skylar's microphone apparently just stopped recording. And so we had to stop the recording and took a look, and apparently he was possessed for a second.
Yeah.
So whatever the hell happened there, happened. But
if you never hear from us again, that's why.
Did it stop from that?
Like, yeah, that was the end. So,
did it not get my metal animal story?
No, Skylar sat on a lot of metal animals, and Erica pretended like she didn't know him. There.
Yeah.
There was a story. oh, I don't want to get on Facebook because I don't care what all everyone in the world has to say. It's like, you don't have to be friends with everyone in the world. Just that's be friends with the people that you're actually friends with. Because you care what your friends have to say, that's why they're your fucking friends.
That's how it works. I mean, if you're not friends with a person, don't say they're your friend. And if they stop being your friend because they keep posting fucking lyrics and little hearts, you defriend them. That's right, Patrice. I defriended you for a reason, bitch.
Use cocaine as powdered sugar on French toast.
Oh my god, this is the death breakfast is working out perfect.
I went to a big banquet type dance party thing. Yeah,
heard you danced with the dark side.
Yeah, I dancing with Darth Vader, and you know what? I led. I made him my pretty little lady. You're my pretty lady, McElroy.
You're like, oh, fuck yeah! Yeah!
Podcast over!
Unplug. I was craving some anal, and I think that'll do it for us.
I think Matt's dying.
Would you hurry the fuck up? I'm in like, the middle of a cough over here. I'm trying not to have
it. No, I'm trying to.
All right, well, I get to IHOP. I'm like, Tom, why'd you call me? He's like, I was going to call you to tell you that there was a cop behind you. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Bust out the window and start shooting back at him? Like, or speed away? Like,
three hits of acid in that milk and your cereal.
When you're finished with that, you're really going to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. See, the funny thing is, Sony has it easy at this point. They just PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4. Okay, good. Microsoft, they only have two consoles, but basically, Xbox, they have to try hard to get a name. Yeah. So, like, Xbox, good. Xbox 360, that worked.
Yeah.
Now they gotta try hard. Nintendo, on the other hand, apparently does try hard, then ignores that, and chooses a different fucking name. So, Weeks, how were they?
They're all right. I did a lot of cleaning today.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. Tell me more. I'm just fucking with you.
Fuck you.
he looked upset there when I said that.
I almost
told you it all.
I got the Swiffer out, and I got some of the pledge. The lemon pledge, not the others. Outdoor fresh my ass.
Oh, I got a great idea, guys. Here we go.
I didn't even realize you were doing an accent until the end of that.
And then the story gets done. They're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah,
let's go.
What happened to you, China? You used to be cool. Hey, China's still cool. You pay later.
No tiki, no laundry.
You Americans have huge penis. Us Chinese, we have fresh mouth people.
Yeah, I'm really upset at you.
What?
Because you didn't get me a candle.
What the? I didn't know what the hell kind. Do you know how many different
you
candles
you should
have
got me?
Have?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Andy. It's the thought that counts.
You told me.
Dick-shaped candle.
See, he's like, hey, Callie works at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm like, did you get me a candle?
And no reply.
No reply.
Because I didn't get you a candle.
Well, of course you didn't get me a candle. I didn't
ask
for
one. Well, then you say no.
Where would we put the candle? There's wood right here. There's fucking...
Okay, a little candle's not going to light all this on fire.
What if it does?
It's not going down.
You know what, Andy? The correct answer to a yes or no question, if the answer is no, it's no.
Anyways, members of the new Black Panther Party are offering $10,000 reward for the capture of George Zimmerman.
Dude, George Zimmerman is a douche, and I'm glad my people are on it. Okay, continue.
Little fact, did you know Skyler's black?
I'm not black, I'm just part of the Black Panthers.
So you call me back and text me, big boy. A Madison man was jailed after
what
he...
Man?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, got it.
A Madison man was jailed after police say he violated his bail conditions from a previous run-in with the law. 30-year-old Bizao Doo Doo Zoppity Bop 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 is tentatively charged with carrying concealed weapons. I had the garage door open. I was taking out trash and stuff, just throwing stuff away. And this bee comes into the garage. And of course, you know, I don't want this bee in the garage. And so I pick up a swatter, but at the same time, I was listening to Skrillex. So it was like boss battle music, and this bee comes in, and I actually have it queued up here. This is what I was listening to.
Oh, okay.
And this bee's flying around my head, and I'm swatting at it. And let's just say it was intense. But I came out victorious. I did kill the bee.
You get back, we just see you're all fucking covered.
And
in these
there was a lot of commotion, so I'm not 100% certain, but I think a gunshot was fired. I heard a gun. I don't know if I accidentally fired it or if the bee had a gun. I'm just gonna say the bee had a gun.
What would the cavalry be like? Red bears by, riding bigger bears.
Red by Ralph Bear.
We'll use a bear cavalry in our secret base in Norway.
Yeah.
It'll be gummy bears. We got gummy bears in the shed and subs in the water. This is the most delicious base ever.
You know what you could do is just put your Wiimote in a bagel. And you get the same effect, but also you get a bagel. So, I mean...
You can snack and eat at the same time.
Yeah. Guys, I can't play Mario Kart anymore. Why? I ate my steering wheel.
I ate the bagel. All
right, all here right. we go.
Does that count? Is that like negative three then? Okay, so to explain to the listeners, I threw it, it hit the wall, slid down, and landed on top, and then it caused an avalanche of like
three water bottles
just kind of fell out from behind the
trash can's way over full. I thought about me streaming myself playing Astro Empires. Everyone would be like, what the fuck is this? A browser-based MMO? Yeah, 30 more minutes and I have an ion turret, you know, so I'm waiting.
All right, I need 25 fighters. That's 12. See you in 12 hours.
I could do, like, their dog or something.
That gets a baby.
I could do a dog.
I could kill their family.
Just start throwing chocolate at the dog, be like, assassin.
You say assassin as you're doing it.
Assassin. Assassin.
Just Matt's face. His eyes are all bug eyes. Assassin.
You've never killed anyone before because when you come up behind him, you're like, assassin.
What? Ah, fuck you! No! No!
He was kissing and hugging one of his 14-year-old female students.
Was she enjoying it?
Article does not say.
No. We always ask the questions we need to know, and Matt's just like, dude, fucking cut me some slack. Come on.
I don't think the article would publish that.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
We need to get 3-hit combo app.
It's just the fucking soundboard.
No, but Matt wouldn't let that out.
Be like Matt Runge and just jam on soundboard keys.
Do you guys hear a big sharing the soundboard?
That's how everyone would play it.
Yeah.
You're a douchebag.
Gonna get big. Gonna get big and strong.
No, I just want to stay healthy.
As Andy old. Myers.
Oh yeah.
We're sitting here one day and we're like, "Where's Andy?" Boom! Comes through the wall. He's like, "Let's do a podcast."
I'm gonna elbow drop the podcast.
Oh god. Let's not start this. All right, a Miami mom is aiming to crack the list of the world's largest breasts.
All right.
With size triple M implants.
All right.
In China, where activists have embraced Twitter, even though it's blocked inside the country, activists, damn it, wee-wee, tweeted in response to the news, "If Twitter censors, I'll stop tweeting."
We are mature. Dude.
A short time later, police arrived. Stevens returned to the campus to get the drugs back.
Smart man.
But the marijuana had already been confiscated.
Dude, he's probably driving away like, man, you know what? I can't wait. Fuck!
he picks up his little handbag. He looks in here. He's like, why the fuck do I have a bologna sandwich? Oh, shit!
playing in your mom's basement.
Oh, I totally left this out.
After filling a courtesy cup with soda last Thursday at a McDonald's, Mark Ebert. No.
Mark Ebert! Mark
Ebert! Damn it. Yeah, I would buy like five of them.
I think you mean three.
$39.99. There
you go. $39.99.
You said $39.99.
$4,000.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep adding 99, so you can't afford it, Matt. 99.
I already cannot afford it.
When you Skyler's at Best Buy with you, like, do you really need that? Do you really need that?
Put it back. Put it the fuck back.
I love how whenever I do anything that's potentially soundboard worthy, both of you guys just like reel back and start laughing into your hands. Just like, I can't make any noise. It'll ruin it.
I think what you said about the clip might actually be a better clip where you said, do you think we can fit that into anything?
Oh my God. That was a good one.
I played a dick. Do you think we can fit that into anything?
All right, so that will do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Whee!
What number is this episode? What's the number?
29.
29? Oh, okay.
29.
So, yeah. So, we had 25, 26, 27. 28 was episode 25's Revenge, wasn't it?
I believe so.
This might be episode 30, guys. Let's
take
a look.
We didn't even do anything.
Wait, I got it.
It is episode 30.
Fuck!
Happy 30th anniversary.
We're no longer cool. We're 30.
Whee!
Oh, now sex doesn't mean anything.
So, find our 30-week-old asses. That doesn't sound good. No, don't find 30-week-old asses.
Well, it's, would you mind hiring someone for, like, maybe 6 months? And she's like, 6 months? That'd be awesome. No one sticks around that long. I'm like, oh shit. So I might have backed myself into a corner with this job.
All right. Also in Florida, we're going to go on a little journey here. All right. Andy, you're a prostitute.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Camilla, you're an undercover officer.
Yeah.
All right. So you get in the car with Andy.
All right.
All right. And you're trying to solicit some sex from him.
$450.
Of course. You plan to arrest him?
Yes.
So there will be no sex having here?
Yet.
Andy, what do you charge Camilla for the sex? Not money.
Drugs?
Not drugs.
Video games?
No, not video games. Think low. You got to think low here. You're asking Camilla to get you two somethings in exchange for sex.
Oh!
Cans of food?
You're in the right ballpark.
Food. Fast food.
Fast
burgers.
Food. Oh, you're getting even better. Two burgers from the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
You're worth $2? I believe it.
Yeah. He's mentioned something about that, though, once. Anyway, so for Skylar and Andy.
Wants.
This is Matt's. Go fuck yourself. Podcast over.